Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Today is March 10. Hope everybody's doing well out there in Cardinal Land, and I'm here with Wyatt. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How's it going today?
Good.
Anything new and exciting?
Dune 2.
How you rate that?
9 out of 10.
Oh, so you like it?
I do like it. It's got more battles this time.
Uh-huh. There you go. But back to Cardinals. Spring training game today. Got some stats for everybody. It's been an eventful week, actually. Been a few things going on. But we're now 6-7, almost 500. We won today. And go over a couple stats. We're getting towards the midpoint of the spring training season. Scott's at 292. I think he's got a chance at break it into the center field rotation. Goldie's at 111. Not good. Gorman, 263, coming on. Arenado, 273, has been kind of stable. Sagis, 391. The guy's making a run. He's got a chance in the future. I don't know about this year. He needs to bat. But the guy's got a future. Surprise from the past, Mr. Carpenter, 308 average. Wow. Hit a home run this week. Jordan Walker, 222. Wynn, 250. Young guys getting their feet under him. Nothing to be alarmed about, I don't think. So, yeah. Newt Barr was batting 444, but do you want to talk about him, Wyatt? Tough week for the Newtster.
Yeah, tough week for the Newtster indeed. Has two rib fractures, and he will not be able to hit or field for the next 2 weeks.
Have they said he's on the injured list, or could he still make starting day, or?
They did not say anything about the injured list. I just know that he's out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I saw the video. He hit the wall. You know, he's playing hard. That's how he plays. But, man, I didn't think he broke ribs. Like, doggone it.
Yeah, those walls, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you get unlucky.
Yeah, he's having a great spring. You know, he's one of our leaders. So now we've got Newt Barr hurt. Earlier in the week, we had Gray pull a hamstring. He is throwing again, I heard.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
So Mozeliak right now is losing some bench strength. We got Crawford now. We got Carpenter now. So I think we got infield covered. But the outfield is now missing our left field starter, Newt Barr, our center field starter, Edman. And it was going to be Carlson as the backup center fielder, but the guy's batting about 102.
Yeah, he was bad in 102. Not going to do good in the roster.
And Scott's doing some things. Like, he's beating out hits. He's stealing bases. He's supposed to have a good glove. So don't be surprised, folks, if you see Scott get some starts out there and stay with the team coming out of spring training.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't, because they did it Jordan Walker last year. Maybe Victor Scott's the next guy.
Yeah, give him some experience the first month or so. But looking at the roster, you know, when you get these injuries, it just it really throws everything in a tizzy. So now we've got to find a pitcher potentially. It looks like Sonny's not going to make the – he was named opening day starter, and then that happened.
Yeah, I would – yeah, obviously Sonny Gray was probably going to be our opening day pitcher, but now I don't know who it is.
It's – the media is saying it's Libertor and Thompson duking it out. I got some numbers for them. Thompson's winning the battle. He's actually throwing pretty good. He's got 8 innings pitched, which is the most on the team in the spring. 3.38 ERA, 1.0 whip, and he's got 7 Ks in 8 innings. Another surprise is Gallegos. 4 innings pitched, 6 Ks. Again, it's 4 innings. And Matz has thrown 3 innings and struck out 4. Today, Drew Rahm threw 3 innings and struck out 4.
Yeah, I heard he went back to back to back to back.
And his numbers were not good. He was over 6 ERA before this game. So maybe they've coached him, or he's found a different pitch, or maybe he was working on something and he's settling in. But left-hander, 24 years old, it's time, buddy. That'd be great to have him.
Yeah, it would be great to have. Obviously came from the Jack Flaherty trade and started a little bit for us as a rookie. So now since he's got some experience, maybe he can use it for good use.
I mean, what if he'll throw him in the bullpen too with a lefty, but we'll see. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, I think the theme of the week is we finally got some injuries hitting the team, and we're going to have to find a way through this. They don't sound major, like long-term, but definitely going to change that opening day look.
Oh, 100%. It will change the opening day roster. Probably Carlson won't be in it as most people thought he would, and probably get replaced by Victor Scott.
Yeah, Edmund's out. He's still not taking, full participation. Gorman's showing up. I think we're good there. We got him and Donovan both playing. So we got second base. Carpenter's playing. We got Crawford, so we'll have a DH. Burleson is hitting well, batting about .380. He is the one guy that he's probably going to get a shot in the left.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. He has been pretty dominant batting. I don't know about fielding, but he's been pretty good hitting.
Jordan Walker had an error today in the outfield, and Burleson stole a base when they weren't paying attention, kind of like a Yachty stolen base, but we'll take it. At least he's aware. But he's played solid. I think he's deserved to, at least a fill-in while somebody's injured. When they come back, they may send him to AAA so he gets more at-bats, but I think he's going to make the team.
Yeah, I would say he deserves the team to be on the team. Obviously, he had his ups and downs last year, ended on a okay season.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's a Cardinal. I think he wants to be here. I think he gives it his all, for sure. I'm a fan.
Yeah, we are big fans here.
At the Wyatt camp?
Yes.
Okay. What else you got over there?
Lance Lynn started his debut, and it did not go out very well. He pitched 2 innings, and then he got ejected by the worst umpire in MLB, Angel Hernandez.
Do you know, was it a bad strike call? I mean, I know Angel's terrible, but was it a bad strike call, or was it just words? They just jawing back and forth?
It was, Lance Lynn thought it was a strike, and he called it a ball, so he had a little argument.
Yeah, that's how it goes. It used to be Joe West and Angel, and now Joe West retired, now it's Angel. But it made like CNN, showing Angel glaring at him. And then apparently he got thrown out of the game, went into the bullpen, and actually didn't leave the premises, so they like threw him out again. So it's like a double throw out. Like, oh man.
Yeah, they threw Ollie out as well from that.
Ollie and Angel fight bad. This is anytime the Cardinals are going to be in a game when Angel Hernandez is calling, it's going to be tough.
So as CB Buckner as well. Ollie is not like that man at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that have trouble with Angel, though. I think it's most pitchers. But, yeah, it's legit. I've seen some of the replays and stuff. He's calling balls and strikes are off by a foot. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, I don't know how he's still in the MLB. Hopefully he's gone soon.
Must be some kind of seniority or tenure or something that allows them to stay, because his performance is not good. Remember, I think he sued the MLB last year for not being allowed to do playoffs because his rating was so bad. He was blaming it on race, which it didn't win, but it caused chaos.
Yeah, I do remember that as well. Not the best.
And another thing I had is I have not heard anything more about the uniforms. Have you?
No.
I don't know if they fix those pants, because they said when they got wet, you could see their jock straps and stuff. So I don't know how that's going to go. But that was a hot item, and now all of a sudden it's went away. So I don't know if MLB said, hey, we're going to fix these, quit ripping Nike and Fan Zone and all that. But, yeah, something's up.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened there. Hopefully they updated them privately, because if they haven't, it's not going to be a good look.
Yeah, everybody stopped talking about it. I mean, that was actually Major League Baseball Players Association were filing a complaint, and all of a sudden it went away. So I think they must have agreed to change the makings of them and just let's get this out of the media. It's a bad look.
Yeah, I would probably say that's accurate. Obviously, you don't really want something huge to be all over the nation.
No, it makes Major League Baseball look bad because they didn't plan, which is not a good look. And then we got the Boris group. They're still hanging out there.
Yeah, there's still three of them still hanging out. Blake Snell did make a Instagram story where he just put out the eyes emoji, so people assumed that he was going to sign to an MLB team pretty soon.
Yeah, but nothing. It's going to be interesting. But now they're starting to miss some time with teammates, you know, and it's just a little different. I would say if Montgomery would go back to Texas or St. Louis, teammates he knows, it wouldn't be a problem. Same with Snell. If he went back to teammates he knows. But otherwise, it's kind of tough to come in the middle of spring training and say, hey, I'm here. I'm part of the team. But they'll make it work, but it's just not ideal. A lot of times when these guys sign late, they don't have a good year.
Yeah, they usually don't. Obviously, if Jordan Montgomery is going to go to Boston, they are in the Dominican Republic right now against the Tampa Bay Rays. So he would have to fly out there.
I think they probably would just hold him at home until they get back. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. But it looks like Boris is playing his hand to the end. He's not going to give them a deal, but he started giving some deals on the other guys. But there's still news stories out there that Montgomery's willing to go to a middle market team such as St. Louis. I don't know if it's a plant from Boris just trying to get the Cardinals to make an offer or what, but it's definitely mentioned. But like we said earlier, as of now, Mozeliak is holding tight, thinking Gray's coming back and thinking Nootbaar's coming back, and he's got enough bench strength to hang in there. But ideally, people are saying get one more pitcher, somebody, just a middle of the road. I don't know if that Clevinger signed or not, but there's a few guys that are middle-range pitchers that wouldn't be that much that would really make a difference early in the season.
Yeah, Clevinger has not signed, if I'm not mistaken. Montgomery would be nice, but I would say we're probably not going to sign Blake Snell.
Montgomery's going to want big money, too. I think it's a long shot. Maybe they'd sign him on a couple-year deal or something. Somebody was saying he wants a 6 or 8 year deal, and I don't think the Cardinals will do it. You know, for the outfield backup, the one name that's popping up, there's a guy that the Giants released today, led the team in home runs last year. I think it's J.D. Davis or something like that. And another one out there is an ex-Cardinal, Tommy Pham.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about good old Tommy Pham. He did pretty solid in the playoffs.
He's out there. He can't stick with a team. There's something with the guy that doesn't make him get along with teammates or management or something. He had his hiccups here. I don't see it happening because of the relationship he had with the Cardinals and stuff. But you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Let's just hope we don't start a fantasy football league in the Cardinals organization, because he will get very mad.
Yeah. Got in a fight over that, too. Filmed the dugout, filmed stuff, and filmed in the clubhouse and got not the best reception. But, yeah. But, yeah, a lot going on, but this week is the week of the injury. Hopefully this next week is injury-free, and maybe we can get some answers on the starting lineup and start putting this thing together. But it does worry me that Sonny Gray was the youngest pitcher we signed for the starter rotation, and the other guys are older. So I'm just thinking we may have one person out injured quite a bit this year. Hopefully nobody goes down for long, but this may become the norm.
Yeah, it might be the norm. Obviously, Drew Rahm he's pretty young. Libator and Thompson are also pretty young. So if one of them gets injured, I bet they're going to fill in their spot.
Yeah, but are they going to be – they're not nearly as good. That's the problem. Are they as good as Clevinger? No. You know, maybe Thompson's surging right now. We'll see. Maybe he'll get a shot. I think that's what Mozeliak's banking on, that one of those three would catch fire and give us enough. But, you know, I'm pulling for him. Let's do it. Let's Let's get it going. But I am happy that some of the bats are coming around. We've now got 6 home runs instead of 0. Then we had 1, and then all of a sudden we shot up to 6 now. So that's good.
Yeah, that is good. They must have heard our podcast last week where we were complaining about that.
I'm sure. I'm sure they played it in the clubhouse and it got them all motivated.
Yeah, it definitely was motivating because we said Daniel Vogelbach had more home runs than them. And he hit another one this week.
He's got 2. Yeah, for sure. All right, that's all I got. You got anything else?
Thomas Segese, I believe.
Segese?
I believe it is Segese.
I think it's Segese.
They said Segese on the pot on the broadcast.
Cardinals broadcast? Huh. Maybe he asked them to change it.
He went on fire today. He went 4-for-4 with 6 RBIs.
Yeah, he was the story of the game today, for sure.
I believe this man should also deserves a opening spot on the roster.
Problem is, we got those infielders. You got Gorman, Donovan, and Carpenter, and Crawford. So he wouldn't get any bats. That's the problem. So I don't think he's going to make it. But if a couple of those guys start really laying an egg, I think they could bring him up. And that'd be Crawford or Carpenter.
Yeah, he's probably going to start in AAA. And then if one of them gets injured pretty badly, he'll probably get called up.
And you don't want him to be a backup. So if he's backing up when, he's not going to get any at-bats. Is he going to take bats away from Donovan and Gorman? No. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But he's been killing it in this spring training.
He really has. He's playing better than what people thought for his age and his experience level. When we got him, he was AA. And they gave him a taste of AAA, and now here he is taking some pretty good at-bats at the Major League camp. So pulling for him, he's definitely a player to watch in the future. It probably gives them a chance if they want to move Gorman or Donovan for a pitcher. They could do it and let him play. I don't know if he could do it full-time, but they might want to take a shot at one of that because we've got a lot of infield backups. I mean, I just listed 4 guys that could rotate around.
Yeah, there is a lot for sure. Hopefully it's not a sticky situation like it was with the outfielders.
Yeah, hopefully we get everything settled in a little bit, get some of the same lineup, get some guys in a rhythm. We got a tough schedule at the beginning and get started and let this thing go. Okay, anything else, bud?
No, that is all on my end.
Okay, I'm going to cut it short here. We're went a little long talking about all the stats, but appreciate you guys. If you can give us a review, we appreciate it. Any feedback, let us know. We appreciate the listeners out there. Tell your friends and family. I think we'll see you again next week. Fly, Cardinals, fly. Have a great week.
Fly, Cardinals, fly, indeed. And bye-bye.